Welcome to the pre-conference orientation call presented by the Board Conference Support Committee. This is one of two calls organized for new General Service Representatives and Intergroup Service Representatives who will be attending the World Service Conference. These calls are open to any DA members. Our speakers are now or were all at one time GSRs or ISRs or trustees and have attended a World Service Conference and served on committees or caucuses throughout the remainder of the year. To start, we will hear about preparations you can do before the conference. Our first speaker is Gil, who will speak for 6 minutes on how the traditions and concepts come to life doing service. How would you like your 6 minutes timed, Gil?
Hi, this is Jill. Can I just have a 1 minute warning, please?
Oh, is it, it's Jill?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm Jill. I'm a debtor. And I am from the Bristol DA meeting in the UK. And as of today, I am ISR for the UK Intergroup, coming to World Service this year. I attended World Service last year as GSR for my home group, and I was the first and until now the only guinea pig remote participant at the World Service Conference. And I think of my life and my recovery as before World Service Conference and after World Service Conference. As with so many of us, I came into the program desperate, complete and utter chaos in my life, kind of threw myself into the 12 steps and in order to move towards some sanity. And of course, as I did that, my life became more manageable, there was more serenity, the promises were starting to manifest themselves in my life. I became aware that we had 12 traditions. Having sat in meetings, it must have just gone over my head. And I started to do service as a GSR intergroup level, and I became more and more aware of that my meeting, my group, does not exist in a bubble, and that my fellowship, especially being an action program, there are levels of service and in. Sorry, I'm getting quite a lot of feedback. Not sure what that is. It's quite noisy. Yeah, thank you. So, So the 12 traditions were taking shape for me as I continued to do service at group and intergroup level. And then I came to World Service last year, and suddenly it is true to say that the traditions did come to life in doing service and understanding of how important the traditions are in keeping our fellowship going, that we might achieve our primary purpose of carrying the message. And of carrying that message and the privilege of being of service and carrying the message. And so I understood from work. Oh, so there were plenty of things I had no clue about with World Service. I didn't know what convocation meant. I didn't know what a caucus was. Know anything, and I felt my way through it. And I had heard someone speak on an orientation call last year that the first year you really don't know what you're doing. And by the second year, just starting to get a grip. And then third year, yep, trying to know what I'm doing now. And then, of course, we tend to rotate off from our service positions. One of the things I heard at World Service Conference was that we were using parliamentary, there's a word for it, I haven't got the word right now, but principles would do, procedure. Our parliament here in the UK is not something that I respect the procedure of particularly. I find it, sorry, that's a bit
one
of an outside
minute.
Issue. Oh, thank you. Golly, that time is racing away. But what I experienced was this beautiful procedure for making sure that everybody's voice got heard, that the person in the minority is not wrong. There is no right and wrong, and that the minority voice is heard. And I saw the beauty of how within the layers of the organisation, everybody's voice can still be heard. And it was an inspiration to me. To say that the concept came to life for me is a bit of an exaggeration, but I feel now I am, I do, whereas there might have been hieroglyphs.
Time.
As far as I was concerned, thank you, can I just wrap up, as I was concerned, I now understand about the structure, and I'm very grateful to have speak on this call, and would encourage everyone to be at World Service and do service at World Service. Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. That was wonderful. Our next speaker is Micheline, who also has 6 minutes, and who will speak on the inverted triangle of the service structure from local groups to WSC committees and caucuses, where to find past WSC reports, and choosing a committee and possible caucus. Micheline, what time signals would you like from the time?
From June, 1 minute.
Okay, Micheline.
Thanks, June. Hi, everybody. My name is Micheline, and I am a friend of DA. I am a Class B non-debtor trustee currently serving as chair of the Debtors Anonymous Board. And you'll understand why I say this when I do my topic. I am your volunteer employee. The service structure of DA is different from what you will usually see in business. In business, there is a chair or a president who makes all the final decisions and has control of the daily functions of the corporation. It is as a triangle, with the president at the top of the triangle and then officers, managers, supervisors, and employees in increasingly lower levels. In Debtors Anonymous, like all 12-step organizations, the triangle is inverted so that the direction of the chair and the officers comes from above, which in this case is the collective group conscience of all the groups. You are sent to the conference either by a DA group or an intergroup to represent the discussions and decisions that have been made during the past year at convocation. Although the board gets an equal vote at convocation, the number of GSRs and ISRs greatly outnumbers the board attendance and gives the groups the ultimate authority for decision-making at the World Service Conference. Additionally, representation on a committee throughout the world, throughout the year means continued information and input for the groups into the activities of the board, as well as the committee's own work at carrying the message. All of these things ensure that DA remains an upside-down type of organization. Now, the next topic is about choosing your caucus and committees. Each delegate needs to join a committee during their General Service Conference year and remain active on that committee throughout the conference year. A caucus is potentially an extra position where there is an attraction to the work that is being done by the caucus, so you determine you wish to work on a caucus also. This year in particular, it is really critical that you choose your committee and any caucus you will be on when you register for the conference, and most importantly, before the conference begins. You will not be able to switch assignments once the conference begins. You will get the login information for the committee you plan to attend and not others. So being sure where your interests are is important. Fortunately, on the DA website, there is a recording of the webcast that was done by all the chairs describing what their committee does, and it's under Fellowship Services and Fellowship Podcasts. And then finally, over time, you may wonder where specific decisions have come from. This is something we don't talk about very often, but for the board to make a decision or the conference to make a decision, we try to look back at the history of how that decision was come to. So all the reports from conferences can be found on the DA website under Fellowship Services, World Service Conference. Now, you'll have to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page to find that information, but you will find two different areas where you can find everything you want to know about decisions that have been made at the conference in the past. The first is a summary of all motions and recommendations of the conference between 1997 and 2019. Additionally, individual conference reports are listed below that by year. I hope this information will assist you with your conference's experience, and I look forward to any questions at the end of the call. And I am done.
Thank you, Michaeline. Our next speaker is Sharon, who will speak for 6 minutes on key information in the 2020 DA Manual for Service and the process for submitting and responding to issues and concerns. Sharon, what time signal would you like?
Hi, Matthew. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. Thank you. June, if I could have a 3-minute warning and then obviously a time, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your service. I'm Sharon. I'm a compulsive debtor, and I am a Class A trustee on the General Service Board. And, and thank you to the for everyone doing service on this call and to the two previous speakers. And when Joe was speaking, it brought me back to my first year as a GSR, which was in 2013 in Phoenix. And I just remember being a deer in the headlights, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? But we're anticipating a lot of new people, so please know that you're among friends. And someone has been here for the first time last year, so hopefully it's going to be a little weird with the Zoom call, but you are know that someone has come before you in the same way. So I'm going to talk about two things that you can do to prepare for the conference. And the first one is the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, and the second thing will be the issues and concerns. So the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service was first published in 2011, and it replaced what was a GSR-ISR manual at that time, and there's other materials that have been integrated in there, and it's regularly updated by the Long Range Planning Committee, which is part of the General Service Board. And usually when you walk in, like a deer in the headlights, you'll be given an orientation or, you know, a conference package, and it will have a brand spanking new copy of the DAMS, the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, in there. But this year, because we're virtual, it's going to be online. So it will only be an electronic version. And the 2020 updates are just about completed, and everything will be sent out and be put on the website shortly. But until then, a lot of the information is still pretty current, so you can get a good idea of what will be on there right now. So in your spare time, And you can go look at that, and it's got other information as well. But the most relevant information to incoming GSRs and ISRs is on page 75 to 88, and it talks about service and the responsibilities of GSRs and ISRs while they're at the conference. And to get there, you can go to the website under Getting Started, go to Downloadable Literature, scroll down to the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service. If people haven't registered and picked their committee yet, it was a call a couple weeks ago that's available to listen to all the committee chairs and caucus chairs give a short report. But also you can read the descriptions in the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, and that's within those pages as well. If anyone is going to be on literature committee, there's also a separate section on the literature process and literature approval process and how a piece of literature becomes conference approved, and that is on page 99 and ends at page 105. And one of the most helpful things that they didn't have when I was first a GSR, but they put in afterwards, was the glossary, because you will hear terms thrown around and you'll be like, what in God's name are these people talking about? Like, well, you probably know GSR, ISR, but a lot of them will be like PI, WSC Litcom, GSC, this, that, you know, and my head was spinning. I'm like, what are these people talking about? And so that's on page 156, I think, to 167, and it's a glossary of terms. So that, you know, and of course we would never
expect
Thank you so much, June. Perfect way to segue into the next issue. All right. But we, of course, wouldn't expect anyone to remember everything, but it might just give you a little bit of a heads up while you're getting acquainted with the dams. So I will move on to issues and concerns. So DA has a process for answering questions and concerns by members or groups in the fellowship. So an issue and concern can be sent in by anyone, and it's a topic for consideration that hopefully will affect Debtors Anonymous as a whole. So just as a way of introduction, we can have many issues and concerns or few, and this year we just have 17. Last year we had 63. So when people submit an issue and concern, it's one way to bring a concept to the World Service Conference by consideration for the whole conference. You know, and some of the issues can be easily answered, and, you know, they don't necessarily need to go to a committee, but a lot of the literature that's been generated in DA has come from issues and concerns. Like, for example, someone last year said, you know, we'd like a pamphlet on retirement. And there were a number of things that came up last year that were brought to the whole conference because the conference needs to vote on it. And these come out of issues and concerns. So, and then the individual issues and concerns are assigned to either the General Service Board, GSB, or World Service Conference, WSC, committees or caucuses that would be the best people to answer them or deal with them. And so I think, and sometimes like literature committee, I was on literature committee once and we had 35 issues and concerns and it really monopolized our time, but, you know, they're all important. But this year, there are a number of committees that will have issues and concerns, but the most any committee has is 3. So that will be doable and very manageable. So hopefully a lot of other business will be attended to as well. And anyone can submit an issue and concern any time of the year. And the deadline now, and this is new this year, is April 1st. So we did receive 17. We haven't received any since then, so that was interesting. And if you are interested in seeing examples of issues and concerns, you can. From the past year's issues and concerns, they are also on the website. And let me see if I have where that is. They are on the website, and you can go to the bottom of where is it? Okay, that's time, but they are on the website, and they're grouped by year. So thank you all so much for your service, and see you in a few weeks.
Thank you, Sharon. Our second topic is showing up to the World Service Conference. Our speaker, who also has 6 minutes, will be Maureen, who will provide an overview of the conference schedule for delegates and fellowship day. which is open to all DA members. How would you like to be notified, Maureen? Maureen?
Hi, sorry, I was muted. Yep, 5 and a 1 would be great.
How much?
Okay. 5 and a 1.
Okay, Maureen.
Thank you. Thank you, Joan. Hi, I'm Maureen. I'm a compulsive debtor, and I'm the host committee chair for World Service Conference 2020. And I just want to finish with Sharon's. You go to the website, it's under Fellowship Services, and then it says Issues and Concerns. It's very, very interesting to read past years. So I think the easiest thing for me, although it's kind of dry, and I wish kind of this was Zoom so I could do a screen share, but is to literally go through the schedule. And if you go to the website and go to World Service Conference and then click on the registration package, and I hope that, like, Michaeline and Tom and Matthew will be on unmute, because you're probably going to have to jump in regularly and assist me. But it could be other places, but I know it's in the registration package. So the times are in Eastern time. So it starts, the first training is August 2nd. So that is next Sunday. Okay. This is all, like, coming up so fast. All right. So there's a video conference training. Excuse me, for the World Service Conference attendees from 10:30 to 11:30, Sunday, August 2nd. The following Friday, which will be, excuse me, 2 weeks from yesterday, is there's a social event, a Zoom social event, from 3 to 5. As it says in the schedule, still more details to come, but there is a hospitality committee as part of the host committee. And there is a schedule and process that just needs to go through the channels of the host committee needs to vote on it, and then the conference support committee needs to vote on it to make sure we're all on the same page. But the idea is to be relaxed, and you're going to be doing a lot of business for your meetings and the groups and DA as a whole, so for just to kind of say hello to each other and try to have some fun things going on at that time. And there'll be a schedule when the hospitality room is open throughout the week that the conference is going on. So the next day, Saturday, August 8th, there's Conscious Contact. So our host committee chair for Conscious Contact, her name is Katie. I don't know if she's on the call, but there are 4 days where there's Conscious Contact. So it's at 9:30, and Katie's going to be the chair, and it's going to be some kind of yoga and meditation. If you've never been to the conference, it's a fun way to start the day on a spiritual basis. We're still in our DA 12-step program here. From 10 to 11, that same Saturday, August 8th, there's a Zoom video conference training for delegates. So I assume it's the same agenda as Sunday, August 2nd, but Tom can jump in. I don't know if this is like level 2 or if it's anything different or it's just another option for people to join. Same day, Saturday, August 8th, the General Assembly, the conference opening and orientation, that's an hour, 11 to 12. Then the General Assembly Session 2 Open Forum, which is very interesting, where people get up and bring ideas from their groups and their suggestions or new things for DA to do or something you want to have issues with. I won't say complain, but things you think could be better in DA. It's a very interesting open forum. And again, in my mind, having been at World Service Conferences, I picture people walking up to the podium. Being a Zoom virtual conference, it's going to be a little bit different. And as the host committee chair, I'm not going to be attending all of these, so you guys will be doing that. Then there's a break from 2:30 to 3, and then from 3 to 5 is the first caucus session for the groups that are caucuses rather than committees. And I don't think I have time to go through all the caucuses, but I know that there are 3 of them. So there's election of officers, the call schedule, and then picking the projects that you're going to work on during the upcoming year. So that's all for Saturday, August 8th. Sunday, August 9th, again, 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern time, there's a Conscious Contact or a DA-DDA open sharing meeting. So you have a choice to go to a DA meeting or to attend Conscious Contact. The theme of the traditions, which I've been waiting to insert, is trusting our traditions. So the DA meeting will be on a tradition of the chairperson's choice and reading from the 12-12-12 and then discussing the tradition. So 9:30 to 10:45 is caucus session two, preparing recommendations for convocations. The caucuses have recommendations and not motions. Then there's the committee section. So the first committee session is from 11 to 12:30. Then there's a break. Then the committee session two is prepare motions and recommendations. I'm putting in a plug. We have Zoom. The host committee is providing, if that's the right word, Zoom host. We still need two. We had some dropouts. So if anybody knows somebody who might want to be a Zoom host for
1 minute, Maureen.
Oh, all
one.
Right.
One minute.
That's a weekday. Thank you. And then so Friday, so then you get a break and your committees might meet during the week, but then the next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's committee meetings. There's the General Assembly session convocation is on Saturday, August 15th, and then the final General Assembly session for convocation is on Sunday. So, again, I didn't have enough time to go through it line by line. But for me, when I was brand new, I just needed to go over this stuff over and over. There's so much information. And Fellowship Day is Saturday, August 15th, which is open to the entire fellowship. We have great speakers, talent show. So I hope you come. It starts at 2:30 on Saturday, and it goes till 10. And we don't have a dance chair yet. So if anybody wants to be our dance chair, let me know. I could leave my number at the end. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you. Our next speaker will be Tom, who will speak for 6 minutes on what you need to know for this year's virtual conference, as well as doing committee and caucus work at the conference. Tom, how would you like your time?
Hi. Yeah, thanks, Matthew. June, can you give me a two-minute warning?
Sure.
Great. Thanks, June. Hey everyone, I'm Tom. I'm a Class A trustee. I'm currently chairing the Board Conference Support Committee, and I serve with Mike, Aline, and Matthew on that committee, and I am also serving as Vice Chair of the Board along with Sharon. And I do want to thank all the host committee who have been working with the Board to prepare this virtual conference, and Maureen, who just spoke, is the Chair of the Host Committee. Thank you, Maureen. And we are so excited to welcome all of you delegates to the virtual conference. It's really exciting that circumstances have led us to this place where everything's going to be virtual. You know, those of us that have gone to in-person conferences, of course, are going to miss all of the interactions and the excitement that brings. But there are new opportunities with being able to have a virtual conference. Just a reminder that tomorrow, July 26th, is the final registration day. And it's also the last chance if you need to cancel and request a refund. We do consider special circumstances, though. You can email us at 2020wsc@debtorsanonymous.org. We are going to send all of you emails after emails after emails with information. And you can always email us anytime to ask questions, okay? So if you don't get all the information you need today, it's going to get to you. Then there's going to be lots. It'll be repeated a lot. Again, our email address, 2020wsc@debtorsanonymous.org. And it's in the registration packets. We have decided on Monday we are going to email all of the delegates a list of who all the members are of each committee and caucus. And we are going to let you switch committees and caucuses if you need to up until August 2nd. And the reason for that is that some committees have over 20 members. And then a few of them, conference committee has 4 members right now. PI, which usually has a ton of members, only has 7. So it might be great if some people in committees with larger numbers could kind of balance the load. We have hired 2 video conferencing specialists. Derek is the lead specialist and Marsha is the assistant. And on August 2nd, they're going to conduct a Zoom training for the delegates from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and we will email everyone who's registered with the sign-in info. For the General Assembly, you'll get an email, and you are going to have to go to Zoom and register, okay? The General Assembly starts on August 8th, and then convocations are August 15th and 16th. These are the only 3 sessions that will require registration. And so we request that you register in advance, and when you do, you're going to get a unique link for each of those events, and you'll get 3 links. And this means only you can use that link to sign on. And please only sign on one device. You won't be able to sign on multiple devices with one link. And this is how we're going to credential for our convocation voting. And you do have to, if you could please use the same info that we have on file when you register, and because we won't be able to allow your registration unless it matches your actual online registration. Again, if there's any issues, feel free to call us, and we'll try to reach out with any issues that we find. On August 7th, you're going to be, all delegates are going to be invited to a Google Drive folder for your committee, and also if you're on a caucus, you'll be invited to the Google Drive folder for that. There's a PDF in the file folder, thank you, that explains how to use it. To start, you'll only have view-only access. You can request editing access, and each committee and caucus will have an email address to sign on to with full editing privileges. So I'm going to have to skip some stuff. I want to definitely cover conferences and committees. So you're going to be meeting, there'll be a tech volunteer for each committee and caucus, and if the volunteer is unable to show up, there'll be a GSB liaison that can start the meeting on Zoom, and then we'll provide access to the chair or a designated member on the committee caucus to run Zoom meetings. You can schedule your own meetings, but that doesn't mean you'll have a volunteer there, so you'll want to have that information. It's a shortened schedule, much shorter. Right now there's only 4 hours for committees, and there's less time for caucuses. So when you have your committee and caucus meetings, the very first order of business is to elect officers, and then you want to determine your schedule. Find a time and a day when all of you can meet. Then I would go right into discussing motions and recommendations for convocation. Okay? Part of that process means reviewing recommendations from the outgoing committee and caucus. If you have time, you can discuss possible projects, create subcommittees, subcommittee chairs, which you can announce in a report during convocation. And you will have issues and concerns, but for now I wouldn't worry about addressing those at the conference. Those can easily be addressed at the beginning of the conference year. And so we have certain protocols. We just heard from our parliamentarian. We have a parliamentarian who will be with us through the convocation. And everyone will raise hands to be called on. You won't be able to unmute yourselves, but the tech specialist will unmute people in the order in which they've raised their hands, and you will be called on in order. You will be able to message the hosts, and so if you have points of order or if you have questions or any other business, feel free to message the hosts. And we're going to be using polling during the polling feature on Zoom during convocation. It's an anonymous vote, and it will tell us in real time how many people are voting so we can get a quorum and who's voting. I just want to let you know we got about 115 delegates registered, at least 25 from around the world, New Zealand, Kenya, Argentina, Brazil, the UK, Ireland, Spain. And this is, you know, having this kind of access does provide a much truer representation of the DA Fellowship, and it's not based on money or proximity, which has been the access to our group conscience at the world level. Those have been the qualifiers.
I'm Tom. So,
thank you, Jim. But we do still have some barriers because obviously time zones are a barrier. So anyone like New Zealand or other time zones that might have difficulty, please reach out to us and let us know how we can support you. Thanks, everyone. See you at the conference.
Thank you, Tom. Next, we will hear from Josie. She's also going to speak for 6 minutes. She will share her experience about convocation, GSR, and ISR participation during convocation, and voting on motions. Josie, what signal would you like from Jill?
From June. 2 minutes, please, June.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm Josie. I'm a debtor. That there are 25 people coming from around the world made me feel quite emotional and very pleased that we have this kind of representation across the world and across time zones. So you arrive at the conference, there's a general assembly. So the first thing, Tom mentioned that you sign in with your individual link for is the General Assembly, and that's the opening, and you hear what the committees have been doing the previous year. Or perhaps you've already done that on the recording. Sorry, I'm thinking in real life. But you come to the General Assembly, and you can see what the content of that is on the timetable on the registration packet. So then you go off into your committees and you start working in your committees, and then as the 2 weeks goes on, you come to conclusions about what you're going to work on during the year, and you have motions that you want to bring to the whole of the fellowship. And then comes the convocation. So there's people, when I say this, sometimes people say, what? But this is a 7-hour group conscience. It is the group conscience of DA. The first day is, I think, 3 hours. The second day is 4 hours. And believe me, it flies by as if it were half an hour. It's so interesting to hear what your fellows have been working on, what other DA members have been working on. And you get to vote with your conscience on the motions that other committees are putting forward, and you get to present your motions from your committee. And I think this is the spiritual heart for me of service. It, concept 12, which was read out, suggests that the conference is democratic in thought and action, and it really is. One of the things that helps it stay so is the parliamentarian. The parliamentarian looks over your motions, the motions from your committee, the night before the convocation begins, and puts them in some kind of order, and also sometimes asks you, if you're a chair of a committee, to reword them or to make them a recommendation rather than a motion. And this parliamentarian is somebody who's been coming to DA for our conferences, rather. Not a member as far as I know, but he's somebody that we hire. He's a specialist who really knows us and really knows the way we work. And I've seen last year, for example, at the convocation, he suggested that we allow a particular issue all the time it needed, and that people that were speaking on that issue could have as long as they needed. And it was so moving, and it educated me, it educated a lot of people. The minority at the convocation, I've heard in my first time, was that you have who are you not to raise your voice? If you have an opinion, if you have a minority opinion, you know, sometimes it may just be ego stopping me speaking, I should say. And if I have something to say, maybe I should say it, and you do get a chance. And if there's a close vote, there is voting, and if there's a close one or even a substantial minority, that minority voice gets heard. The chair asks for maybe one or two people who have that opinion to come forward and speak. And I was at a convocation where the DA promises were rewritten. One of them was rewritten because of something that the Diversity Caucus, I think it's called UUOC now, Underserved and Underrepresented Caucus, but they came forward with something which made one of the promises more inclusive of a physical disability. And that was, you know, it just changed the room. So have faith.
2 minutes, Josie.
Thank you. I would say, so you get to vote, you get your credential, your unique link, your voting on behalf of your group and sometimes on behalf of your country, but you're also voting for the good of DA as a whole. So that includes the world. And One other thing I love about it is that if emotion passes with, just passes, say, with a two-thirds majority or whatever the majority is considered that day, according to the parliamentarian, there's no clapping, there's no celebrating if there's a victory. So because we take care not to make other members of our fellowship feel less than if their opinion is not the one that goes forward. The conference is called Trusting Our Traditions. We can trust our traditions, and we can trust in this group conscience. It is a spiritual experience, and it's just worth doing. And also, you know, any questions, please ask any of the board members, and enjoy the conference. Thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you, Josie. Thank you. Our last topic is your responsibility after the conference. Our first speaker on this subject is Roger, who will speak for 6 minutes on giving a WSC report to your groups and showing up for monthly committee and caucus calls. Roger, what would you like in terms of time?
Hi. Thank you, Matthew. A one-minute warning would be fine, June.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Roger, and I'm a debtor, and this past year I served as an ISR at the World Service Conference, and I represented the Toronto Area Intergroup in Canada, and this was my first year serving at the world level, although I have been in DA for many years and have served at the intergroup level. One of the responsibilities that I had following the conference last year in Los Angeles was upon my return, I visited each of the groups in our intergroup, because we pooled money in order to be able to afford to send me to the conference. And so I did a physical visit or a phone visit to each group and reported back on my experiences at the World Service Conference and gave them a better understanding of what happens at the world level and also the spiritual foundation of the fellowship. And so I felt that I was able to enlighten many people on the broader sense, because many of our groups are quite small. As part of my participation in intergroup, we have a regular intergroup meeting, as well as representing and reporting back to the individual groups within our intergroup catchment area. One of the other areas of responsibility was I picked a committee, and this past year I served on the Public Information Committee. And this committee met monthly. We met on a Sunday afternoon, and we met once a month for about 60 to 90 minutes. And then I also chose to serve on a caucus. So I was on the intergroup caucus. And again, we met on a monthly basis on a different Sunday of the month in the evening. And during these caucus and committee meetings, we discussed a wide variety of concerns of how we can assist the debtor who still suffers with respect to the individual committee or caucus. So, for instance, in public information, we looked at many ways of how we could spread the message, particularly to the helping professionals. And in the area of intergroup, we were looking at ways to try and unite the various intergroups and try and create some stability and some accuracy in terms of meetings that may be showing on the worldwide website that were different than intergroup websites. So a lot of it was reaching out to other members of the fellowship worldwide and trying to get onto the same page. So in terms of my responsibilities, part of it was also a personal responsibility, where I learned a lot about substantial unanimity and the voice of the minority opinion. And I was able to bring back this learning back to the groups that I represented. Also, the whole area of parliamentary method and how we process that in the convocation was very enlightening to me. And as a result of that, we've made some changes at our intergroup level. And finally, the introduction to the 12 concepts was something new to me. And by studying those, both at the committee and the caucus level, I've been able to bring back that knowledge to support the members of the groups that make up my intergroup. So finally, I would say this has been a boost to my recovery by stepping up to do service at the world level. And it has certainly has deepened my spirituality and my appreciation and gratitude for the DA Fellowship. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Hold on. Our last speaker is Stephanie, who will finish up by sharing for 6 minutes on how to continue to work on projects that were started at the conference and setting up next year's conference for success by making recommendations. Stephanie, what kind of time signal would you like?
First of all, I just want to check, is your name Jane or June?
June. Thank you.
Jane.
No. June. J-U-N-E. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And that's okay. My fault. I know someone named Jane who I thought that was, so I've been perpetuating
that's
that.
Okay.
So I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
Just wanted to give respect to the timekeeper. So I will take 5 and 1. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
My name is Stephanie M. I am part of the Southern California Intergroup, and I represent the 9:15 Thursday Step into Abundance meeting as a GSR. Last year was my first year at a World Service Conference, and because Tom, I think it was Tom that just brought this up, that some committees are overpopulated and some are under, I just thought I would mention very quickly how I came to be on the tech committee, which is that I went to the committee that included my professional skills, that it seemed like the most natural fit for me. And when I went there was probably 18 people. And with the 18 people, there was lots of discussion and a lot of people chiming in. And when I went to lunch, the person who is now my sponsor said to me, "How was your first committee meeting?" And I said, "Well, there's really a lot of people there, and I felt like I couldn't contribute." And she said to me, "Well, there's not very many people on the tech committee. Why don't you go there?" She was not my sponsor at the time, but now she is. And so I did that because I took that as direction from my higher power to go where service was needed. And the thing that I wanted to say about that was that my skills did not match the tech committee. I'm not an IT person, but I brought a different set of skills. And I think that that was helpful to the committee, that I had different skills than some of the other people. So just wanted to share that experience. The way that our committee worked, and I think it worked very well, this year our committee reskinned the DA website, and you probably noticed, I can't remember now the exact date, but at least 3 or 4 months ago, the DA World Service website looks a lot different than it did and has some different functionality. And one thing I'll say is that when we sat in our committee meetings with all of us, we had multiple concerns that we needed to address, but we also had multiple ideas about what the tech committee should be doing. And there's really nothing better than a committee meeting to experience group conscience and even figuring out how we were going to take a group conscience and on what with so many ideas. And so the first thing that I learned was the importance of choosing a few attainable goals, which we ultimately did in our committee meetings. And I would recommend that before you go home, before you leave the conference, you make sure that everyone is clear about what the goals are so you know what you're working towards. The other thing that I think was really important was that we broke into subcommittees. And I think that that is the reason that we were as productive as we were. We had a good year this year in our committee, and I think it had to do with a few people taking the lead on a few different things that needed to be addressed. And when we broke into those subcommittees, we actually used Slack as a means of communication. And the other thing about getting work done afterwards is you may have someone who is classed, I believe, as a special contributor that really functions as the person doing the work that needs to be done if they have some special skill. In our case, it was the webmaster who did all the work. And then the other thing that I think is really important about getting things done is that I see this as being kind of a seventh tradition thing of being self-supporting. Just having the idea that each of us as individuals have a responsibility to contribute to the committee and figuring out based on your skill set what you can contribute and the taking responsibility for doing it. Because with volunteer organizations, it's very easy to let other people do things or to, you know, commit to doing something and then not do it. And I have plenty of experience with that as well. And so I think that about getting, and then the other thing that I think is really important about getting work done is showing up for the committee meetings. It's another thing, you know, it's not convenient, and nobody has mentioned this yet, but the GSR commitment is a lot of time committed. You know, I have, at one time, I had a weekly subcommittee meeting.
One minute.
And then I heard that, thank you. And then I had a regional area group meeting, and then I have my meeting that I actually go to and represent. And then we have a tech committee meeting, and it turns out to take a lot of time. And but by showing up, you know, that is keeping the commitment to being a GSR. And my sponsor this just recently recommended that when you are a GSR, you should limit your service commitments in other places, and I'm not recommending this, I'm just saying what my sponsor said, because it gives you the ability to really do the work that you need to do as a GSR. And I wish I would have said I, too, had the experience that being a GSR has been like rocket fuel to my program, and knowing how things function at the World Service level has been such a gift. And as Josie said, I was so moved by the minority opinion that was expressed last year and the way that it literally changed my worldview. And so I invite you not to skip the convocations or the opportunity to witness what we can do as human beings when we're at our best. So with that, I will pass. Thanks.
Perfect timing.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. For those who are those listening who are delegates, we look forward to seeing you at our first virtual World Service Conference. And for anyone who is considering World Service, we hope that this will give you more information about serving at that level.